You're listening to Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. The owner of the shuttered power plant in Morro Bay says it has started work on a long-term pipeline removal project. The Texas-based company Dynegy owns the Morro Bay power plant, which created electricity from natural gas until it was decommissioned in 2014. David Byford is spokesperson for Dynegy. He says before the power plant ran on natural gas, it was fueled by oil.
The work being planned and is underway to an extent is really focused on removing some oil pipelines that haven't been in use at the plant since the mid-1990s, and that's when the plant was converted to natural gas.
Starting this week, as part of the project, there will be a large boat moored offshore and some new water tankers positioned at the plant, says Byford.
All of the work is restricted to more than 3,000 feet offshore and on the power plant property itself, so really there shouldn't be any impacts to the public.
As for the future of the plant itself, with its three skyscraping smokestacks, it's still for sale, but Dynegy is being tight-lipped about specifics.
We often get questions on what's next for the plant. I don't have any longer-term information for you right now, but we're committed to keeping you and local stakeholders informed.
Work on the pipeline removal project is going to continue far into 2018, says Dynegy. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.